life.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control. Toll free here. 855-450-FREE. That's the Pro XPN toll free line. 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype. You can Skype into the show. Username lrn.fm. And, of course, take control of the airwaves. With you tonight, it's Ian here.
And Marcus.
Still to come. Marcus will be sharing with us the story about flashing your headlights to alert others to police presence. Also, Pat Robertson speaking out against the creationist who debated Bill Nye this week. There was some buzz on the internet about this debate that went down. I didn't see any of it, but Pat Robertson's response is pretty interesting. We'll share that with you as well. Plus, more from the Edward Snowden interview. The very first, from what I can tell, Ed Snowden TV interview that was done in Germany, or done by a German television company, and is now being restricted only to Germany. It's very, very difficult to find this. YouTube is automatically taking the video down anytime someone uploads it, and other services as well are booting it.
Where is there anywhere in particular that people can go to look for it?
LiveLeak has it, and we linked to it a couple days ago on the Free Talk Live Facebook page. I can link it again here tonight. But yeah, LiveLeak's got it. I downloaded it from Vimeo when it was up on Vimeo, and I ran it through some audio processing, so it's better for on-air. So we'll play some of that as well if we get a chance. So 855-450-FREE, you've got a court decision, Marcus, that you want to share with us here, and I want to get into that, but I also want to let you know about the Texas Bitcoin Conference. It's coming up March 5th and 6th, so we're talking about a month out, and there's going to be all kinds of great people speaking at the conference, people from the Bitcoin community, people from the Liberty community, so many speakers. They're going to have to be three tracks at the event, meaning at any moment there will be three choices that you get to decide what you want to go and see. Several big announcements are planned for the Texas Bitcoin Conference. You'll be able to see great speakers like Jason King, Tony Gallippi, Stefan Molyneux, Jeffrey Tucker, Adam Levine, Brian Sovereign, Tatiana Moroz, Catherine Bleich, and John Bush, so many more. It's all going to be happening in Austin, March 5th and 6th. Go to TexasBitcoinConference.com. You won't want to miss a minute of this event. If you are interested in Bitcoins, if you're a huge Bitcoin fan, if you're just curious, this is going to be the place to be. This is where the big, the Bitcoin names are going to be hanging out, and it's going to be a great opportunity for networking. Plus, if you fancy yourself a hacker, you can join into the hackathon and possibly get swept up by all stars from the Bitcoin community. Bitcoin entrepreneurs are waiting to maybe hire you if you know your stuff. So go to TexasBitcoinConference.com. It's going to be a lot of fun. Free Talk Live, by the way, will be there, and we'll be broadcasting live. So that's
exciting.
So, Marcus, tell me about this court decision. I guess it has to do with flashing one's headlights.
Yeah, this is on the Huffington Post and is by Molly Riley. And it's flashing headlights to warn other drivers of speed traps is protected by First Amendment ruled by a federal judge. Hmm. So a federal judge in St. Louis, Missouri, has ruled that it's within drivers' rights to flash headlights as a signal to other motorists that speed traps lie ahead. On Monday, U.S. District Court Judge Henry Autry issued an order temporarily blocking a Missouri town from punishing drivers for their warnings, stating that flashing headlights falls under free speech as protected by the First Amendment. The suit, which was filed by the American Civil Liberties Union, centered on Michael Ellie, a driver who was ticketed in Ellisville, Missouri, for flashing his headlights after driving past speed radars. According to the Wall Street Journal, he was charged with a moving violation and faced up to a $1,000 fine.
Wow.
Yeah, the city dropped charges after Ellie pleaded not guilty, but Ellie followed through with the lawsuit.
Excellent.
Yeah, so while Ellisville police said that...
Good for him, by the way, for not taking a plea deal on
Yeah, right. So they dropped the charges, but he said, nope, I'm going after you guys anyway.
Right.
Which is great. While Ellisville police said that... said they have since stopped ticketing drivers for warning of speed traps. Autry said a change of policy is not enough. So the chilling effect of Ellisville policy and custom of having its police officers pull over and detain and cite individuals who are perceived as having communicated to oncoming traffic by flashing their headlamps, and then prosecuting and imposing fines upon those individuals remains, regardless of the limited special order, Autry wrote in the order, as the other preliminary injunction factors are presumed when a likelihood of success on a First Amendment claim is shown, the court will issue a preliminary injunction. The ACLU attorney, Tony Rothert, praised the judge's ruling. So basically what was happening was this town was ticketing as many people as they could. If they saw someone blinking their lights, they were pulling them over, they were giving them tickets, and people knew it, right? So you have this, you know, people know, like, oh, don't flash your lights in this town because you're going to get a ticket.
Mm-hmm.
So people know that, and then people stop doing it. So he said, you know, that he had probably had that thought of, like, well, even if they stop doing it for now, doesn't mean that this is going to go away, that they're going to stop doing it forever. So he took this to court.
Well, and, you know, the other question is, how many people had come before him who had gotten the same ticket and who just obediently paid it?
Sure, I'm sure a lot of people do.
We don't know, right? We don't know any of their stories because nobody writes history books about the people who bend over and do what they're told.
Right.
This guy is noteworthy because he said not guilty, then the city backs down and they drop the charges hoping that everything will go away at that point, and he contacted the ACLU and took this to federal court.
Yeah, it's amazing. In our view, that's speech that's protected by the First Amendment, and it's also...
This is the ACLU?
This is, the attorney from the ACLU. In our view, that's speech that's protected by the First Amendment, and it's also good for the public because it tells people to slow down, to use caution. That's never a bad thing. You know, for me, right now I live in New Hampshire, and it's kind of a wooded area. I don't see too many deer around here, but when I was in New Jersey, living in New Jersey, there was deer all the time, and I would flash lights at people to warn them about deer,
yep,
as well as police. And I recently flashed my lights here in town to let some people know to slow down. So to me, it's not just about police. It's if people should slow down for anything, I flash my lights because I want them to be more aware and to slow down. That's what I think flashing your lights means.
I've seen that happen here. I've seen someone flash lights, and then I've come upon animals coming across the road.
Yeah. So it's great because it you don't know why the person is flashing the lights. You assume it's maybe a police officer, but it does get you to slow down, and it gets you to pay more attention. And that's helpful information for drivers.
Mm-hmm.
In a separate interview with the Wall Street Journal law blog, Rother said the ruling marked a civil liberties victory. When someone is communicating in a public street, he is expressing himself in a way that's protected by the First Amendment. He said, unless there is a strong reason why the government should be allowed to censor that speech, the police shouldn't be stopping or prosecuting people because of the content of their speech. So he's making a point. He's saying, look, just because the police don't like what you're saying doesn't mean that they should ticket you for it, right? It's free speech. You're supposed to have free speech in a public area, and that's what a road is, a public area. And if you have free speech, even if the police don't like what you're saying, you can flash your lights to tell someone to slow down.
The police have been doing stuff like this for a long time, and they don't just pick on people who flash their lights. If you were to see a speed trap and you know you decide you want to do something about it more permanent, because if you're flashing your lights at somebody, you're going the other direction, and they're crossing you, and you're gone. You know, you're only going to be able to affect so many people. But there have been people who have stopped, you know, pulled over at the nearest shopping center or whatever. They happen to have the materials in their trunk, or they just went to Walmart and got some, get a poster board, a big old black marker, and just have real quick done up, like, police checkpoint or speed trap ahead, and then they'll stand out by the side of the road, and there have been people who've been arrested and ticketed for the police for doing that too.
I'm sure they have. And the problem with all of this is when the police are ticketing these people, even in this case where the ACLU has won the case,
yes,
what's going to happen to all these police officers who have been ticketing people? Are they going to be fined?
No.
Do they have to pay back the money?
And worse than that, Marcus, not only will they not have to pay anything or face any kind of consequence, but worse than that is all the departments out there who didn't hear about this aren't going to be affected by it.
No, they'll just keep doing it.
And even if they did hear about it, they probably know they can get away with doing it anyway, because the only way to stop them in each case is to continue suing.
Yeah.
So we'll come back with more here. 855-453, 855-450-3733. Take control here. It's Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves here toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. can join us on our website. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you. You can, for instance, get tuned in to our live streams. We've got broadband, midband, and narrowband versions of the show. They're all available to you for free around the clock. The latest episode of Free Talk Live is always on the air at listen.freetalklive.com. Plus, there are over 140 great radio stations from coast to coast that air the show at various times throughout the week. You can go to listen.freetalklive.com to find a list of those. Plus, our satellite listening choices include KU-band free-to-air satellite, which allows you to listen to all the LRN.FM content from the comfort of your home. There's also the webcam and the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance and get tuned in that way. listen.freetalklive.com. And websites. You can get one tonight by going to squarespace.com. Maybe you already have a website. Well, you can move it to squarespace.com. If you've got an existing content management system-based site, like, say, a WordPress site, you can import that data into squarespace.com and make it look real pretty, because Squarespace has some amazing designs. Now, when you're doing web design or when you're doing website creation, you can get a content management system like a WordPress, and you can, you know, throw some stuff up on a WordPress if you want to. You could hire someone like Marcus, who's a web guru, professional graphic design expert, and who knows? I don't know what you cost, Marcus, but it's probably not cheap because you're always busy. And, right, you know, if a graphic designer is busy, that means they don't have any time for you. If they do have time for you, it's not going to be cheap. But Squarespace gives you access to professionally designed templates for your website that look amazing, and they work, so it's responsive design. Not only does it look nice on your desktop computer and your laptop, but it also looks right on your iPhone or your Android phone or whatever device you're viewing it.
And the nice thing about something like that, if you're using Squarespace, you're not really dealing with too much technical stuff. They're kind of keeping everything up to date and keeping things working, and all that stuff takes time and money when, right, you have a website. So
you focus on your content.
Yeah, right.
And that's what their designs do. They allow your content to be the focus of your website. They're very clean templates, different styles of templates for, say, blog types a website, or maybe you want to do a portfolio. Maybe you want to do e-commerce. You want to sell things. You want to sell real-life items or perhaps digital items. You could do both with Squarespace's e-commerce platform, which is very easy to set up. You can have it set up within minutes. So here's what you should do. If you've been thinking about this, stop thinking about it and just go start with their free trial. You don't have to give credit card information. You just give them your email address, and you can get started over at squarespace.com. When you're ready to upgrade to their official package of hosting, it's $8 a month, and that includes a free domain name. If you sign up for a year, you can also get it for even less by using our discount code, which will save you 10%. FTL2 is the discount code. That's FTL, like Free Talk Live, and the number 2, to save you 10% on the already incredibly great value at squarespace.com. It's drag and drop. You just drag in whatever you want from your desktop, rearrange the elements of content within a page. If you get stuck, there's 24/7 support available. And for those of you that do know how to do, you know, the guts of the web design, you can get into the guts with Squarespace if that's something you want to do. You want to get messy, you can do that here. So squarespace.com, go and check it out and get your free trial started tonight. Helen is on the line with us, listening in Ithaca to WNYY. Helen, you're on with Ian and Marcus on Free Talk Live.
Oh, hi. I never heard about that case until I just was listening to you in your last segment there, and I'm glad. I'm glad that this judge had the confidence and wisdom and whatever, common sense, because I totally agree. We have a First Amendment right to communicate with each other on the road, even though we are total strangers, you know. And I mean, I've done that before, and people have done that to me before, to say, hey, you know, slow down, blah, blah, blah. And even more importantly than that, I know driving from, like, New York to Chicago, it's happened to me twice, no more than twice, okay, that it was like at 3 o'clock in the morning. I was really tired. There was nobody on the road. So I must have been weaving or something, and I was falling asleep. And then a semi came by, and they are professional drivers. I am not, you know. And this guy, like, or guy, girl, I don't know who it was, they blasted their horn at me, like, really loud. So they're like, wake up, you know.
Right.
And I was like, I didn't think, like, you're a rude jerk. That's not what I thought. What I thought was, thank you. And, like, I'm like, I got to, the next rest stop, no matter how crappy the food or whatever is, I'm going to go in there and eat something and drink some coffee and, you know, and, you know, wake up, you know. So, you know, I think I think it's good that we communicate with each other on the road, you know.
Yeah. I mean, that's what the First Amendment is there to protect, speech, right, between people. So if you're in a public area, you are supposedly free to communicate with those around you. And the police were intimidating people and, you know, fining people to get people not to communicate. And what you're pointing out is that communication is important.
Yeah, and some places are speed traps. They wait to see out-of-state plates go by, and they want revenue, you know. And so I think it's great to flash each other and say, hey, watch out, they're looking for your money. So, like,
right,
you know, slow down.
And there's nothing wrong if it gets people to slow down. Isn't that really what they want, supposedly?
Yeah.
Right? You mean the police? Yeah.
Right, they actually want your money, but the idea is that they want you to slow down.
Right. They'll never admit that it's about money.
And as far as fuel economy and stuff, it's good to drive at the speed limit. You shouldn't be speeding. You know, we're not as good drivers as the Germans. We don't have an Autobahn here because we've got too many idiots in this country who don't know how to drive, you know. So,
I don't know about that. That may or may not be true, but I think it's a little bit besides the point. But
Helen, thanks for calling and sharing your thoughts tonight. I appreciate it. You know, just to expound a little further on kind of what I touched on at the end of the last segment was that, this is great, sure. A federal court has ruled that it's free speech, that flashing your lights tantamount to getting on a CB radio and giving a heads up to people, hey, you know, we got a smoky at exit 19 or whatever. I mean, that's the same thing. There's also an app for phones, for smartphones, called Waze, W-A-Z-E, where as you're traveling, you can indicate on a map where it is that police speed traps are,
yeah.
And other people who are using that same app who travel past the same point can then verify. So if you're driving, you know, it's 9:30, almost 9:30 here on the East Coast as we're doing the show tonight. If you're driving past point A at 9:30 and you see a speed trap, you can indicate that on Waze. If I drive past at 9:45 and that cop's gone, I can then indicate that the cop's gone on Waze. Or if the cop's there, I can confirm that the cop is still there. So, again, very similar communication methods, just different styles of it. Obviously, the cops know when you're flashing headlights, and they don't know when you're using your smartphone.
I really detest seeing the police out on the highways and the roads just looking for speeders. I just detest it. When I was in New Jersey, I saw this all the time on my commute. These cops would be out there just looking with their pointing their laser guns at you, mm-hmm. just waiting for someone to be going just the right amount of speed so that they can pull you over and steal your money. They're just nothing but highway robbers. That's the way I see them. It's like they're this dangerous gang that I'm very afraid of. They're going to, if I don't, you know, if they catch me going a certain speed, they want to pull me over and steal my money.
More coming up. Your calls welcome here. Share your thoughts at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Pat Robertson taking a position against creationist Ken Ham, telling him to stop saying what he's saying about creationism. We'll get into that here in a few moments. Also, your thoughts are welcome at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life, lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you would like right here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight is Ian.
And Marcus.
Marcus is here courtesy of his website. It's Brainless Tales. It's BrainlessTales.com. Having a bit of an explosion in popularity on Facebook recently.
Yeah, Facebook has given me a little free loving, I think. You know, when you have a manage a page on Facebook, you can see where your Facebook page likes come from, essentially. And I can see that a lot of them more recently have been coming from recommendations. So
meaning that Facebook is recommending your page.
That's my assumption. I'm assuming that Facebook is recommending the page.
Could others recommend the page?
I guess. I guess I haven't looked into it that deeply.
I don't know much about how Facebook works internally, but you're getting a lot of likes.
Yeah, I'm getting a lot of likes on Facebook, so that's fun. But it's a daily webcomic.
If your comics were no good, they probably wouldn't get very many likes, so they are entertaining.
Yeah, I guess, definitely some people enjoy them, and that's always fun. I like to get messages. I got a message recently on Facebook from a dentist who liked my ones involving teeth.
So, yes.
I have some teeth ones, and she really enjoyed those particularly. So that's fun.
Probably the kind of thing she might want to print out and put in the office or something.
She might. Actually, I actually sold a digital copy to somebody who worked at a tractor factory, because it was a comic I did. It was a protractor, and the protractor was talking about how much he liked tractors.
He's in favor of it.
Yeah, and so a guy who worked in a tractor factory actually bought it and printed it for his coworker who had a picture of a protractor hanging already.
Awesome.
Yeah, so it's fun to when, you know, people who really identify with a particular comic contact me.
Right, you never know who you're going to touch with, right, though, something like this. And it's always fun, and it's every single day, even weekends, you're publishing fresh content at BrainlessTales.com.
Yep.
All right, so speaking of fresh, how about a dozen red roses with a free glass vase for $29.99 for your loved one this Valentine's Day? You can get that deal from ProFlowers.com with the Free Talk Live special code of FTL. What you do is you go to proflowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and type in FTL. That gets you access to this deal that is expiring Friday at midnight. So you literally have just over 24 hours to get this deal. And you can upgrade the deal, by the way, for an extra $9.99. You can upgrade to a dozen red roses with a premium ruby vase and gourmet chocolates. Talk about a no-brainer gift for Valentine's Day. This is the way to do it. ProFlowers.com. You can't beat their price or convenience. They've got the best value, and they allow you to get the shopping done right now, but yet deliver it on the day that you want it delivered. If you want Valentine's Day delivery, it's guaranteed at ProFlowers.com. You want to deliver a day before that? That's no problem, too. So go to ProFlowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the top right, type in FTL to get that special deal of a dozen red roses, including that free vase, for $29.99, or upgrade it to the premium vase and chocolates for just $9.99 more. Or get whatever else you want. There's all kinds of other options on ProFlowers.com, but just use our code. That way they know that you came from Free Talk Live. So again, click the microphone at the top right of proflowers.com and type in Free Talk Live, or excuse me, type in FTL, that's the code, and that'll get you, that'll get us credit for you going there and taking care of your Valentine's shopping right now. So let's go and change gears a little bit here, rather than talking further about the police and how awful they can be, because we could go on that forever. There's a story that is a follow-up. And I have to say, I was pretty shocked when I heard this news. Follow-up to the debate that happened this week between young Earth creationist Ken Ham and Bill Nye, the science guy. So they were debating creationism, apparently. And Pat Robertson, who has long been known as one of the primary people in kind of the religious right, if you want to use that terminology, has now come out and spoken against the young Earth creationist Ken Ham in this case.
Interesting.
Now, also, another interesting point about Pat Robertson is he came out in favor of marijuana decriminalization not long ago as well.
Wow.
Which was another shocker. So this dude's getting it. He's getting with it here towards the end of his lifespan. Now, of course, Pat Robertson is infamous for being the creator of the 700 Club, which is a television show, and also he has his own network that's basically just a 24/7 religious TV network. And so he's definitely a religious guy, which is why I'm surprised that he's speaking out in this way. He says, let's face it, there was a Bishop Usher who added up the dates listed in Genesis, and he came up with the world had been around for 6,000 years. There ain't no way that's possible, said Robertson. To say that it all came about in 6,000 years is just nonsense, and I think it's time we come off of that stuff and say it isn't possible. Let's be real. Let's not make a joke of ourselves. We've got to be realistic, he concluded, and
wow,
admit that the dating of Bishop Usher just doesn't comport with anything that's found in science, and you can't just totally deny the geological formations that are out there.
Wow, this guy actually has some sense.
Yeah, so I'm shocked by this. So last November, Robertson raised the ire of young Earth creationists when he made similar statements. The hosts of Creation Today attacked Robertson for claiming that dinosaurs could exist because the world isn't, in fact, only 6,000 years old.
You know, this is always weird, and I don't quite get it. You know, when people who are religious, they just they want to explain away science. And I understand, you know, science is really just a method, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there is no really, like, thing that science says. But science is used to figure things out. And, you know, science, when people use science to figure things out, they're not always right. Lots of times they're wrong. But, you know, eventually people come to a consensus and can kind of figure things out. But one thing we know for sure, the Earth is older than 6,000 years old.
A lot older. We may not know the exact number of years, but it's a lot.
Oh, my goodness. On very many magnitudes older, right? Yeah. Like, and so it's just so silly when people just, they don't want to listen to that. And it's like, it's fine if you want to be religious, but, you know, you can't say that all these people are wrong just because it makes you feel better.
Well, right. And you could still be religious and believe in kind of the Jesus of the Bible and things like that, and also believe in science.
Sure.
There's nothing incompatible about the idea that God created the Big Bang. Nothing incompatible about that. But yet these creation science people are just vehemently against the idea of, you know, evolution and the Big Bang and things like this. And it's ridiculous. There's so much scientific evidence. Why couldn't your all-powerful God, you know, basically be writing this program or whatever God does, and then, boom, there's the Big Bang, and then billions of years later, humans come about, and, you know, we can come about from much less complex organisms and chemicals and things like that. Why couldn't God do something like that?
I've actually asked the same question. I think what it comes down to for a lot of people is their ego gets in the way. They feel like being a human is this very special thing, and they don't want to be tied to animals. They see animals as a separation. Human is very special, and the animals are. Ever since I was a kid, I always saw people and animals as the same thing, different versions, right? So people are just happen to be a little bit more intelligent. And I say people are just barely intelligent. I mean,
monkeys.
Yeah, I mean, come on, let's get serious here. Like,
we're just a step above throwing poo at each other.
Exactly. And somewhere out in space, there's some other beings that are actually intelligent, and they just laugh at humans. Yeah. You know, even if that isn't true, you know, I just always saw people and animals as very much the same thing. Look, we have skeletons and we have skin and we have hair and all the teeth and the eyes and then all the same things as the other mammals, you know.
And science shows, of course, that, you know, mammals are very, very indistinct as far as their genetic structure is concerned. They're very similar. You know, I think we share like 96% or something like that of genetic structure as our house cats and dogs, for instance.
Right. And lots of animals are very intelligent. You know, they don't do the same things that people do, but in limited ways they do. You know, some birds can learn to speak English a little bit. And lots of animals communicate in lots of different ways. Some are better at doing things than humans.
All right, we'll come back with more. You can share your thoughts. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The Pro XPN toll-free line. Moments remain here on Free Talk Live, but there's just enough time for you and your thoughts. Plus, we'll share some more Snowden interview if we get a chance coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Yesterday, I got a notice from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money, but the notice said if I don't pay it in 30 days, they're going to go into my bank account and take my money, put a lien on my house, and garnish my wages. Can they really do that?
If you owe back taxes, unless you get help, the IRS can do all that and more. Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. Their Fresh Start program that will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS or state have in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. You get a fresh start if you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes. They're so sure they can help you that they'll give you a 20% discount just for calling right now. Now, dial 877-246-0504. That's 877-246-0504. Again, 877-246-0504.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Marcus.
And that toll-free number brought to you by ProXPN. We've also got Skype. You can Skype into the show. Username, lrn.fm. So feel free to reach out to us there if you prefer. And I have to say, if you have a choice, I prefer you call us on Skype because it always, almost always, sounds better.
Yeah, sounds great.
And you know what? You might prefer berries instead of flowers this Valentine's Day, or your loved one might prefer berries, in which case Sherry's Berries can hook you up. And we can help you with a special deal of giant, freshly dipped strawberries from Sherry's Berries starting at $19.99, over 40% savings. Or you can double the berries for just $10 more. Now, you'll need our code to get this deal. It's FTL. Just use that over at berries.com. Click the microphone in the top right corner. Type in FTL to get that special deal on the berries. Now, these are delicious white milk and dark chocolatey goodness. They're enormous, romantic, fresh, juicy, mouthwatering berries. And they're topped with chocolate chips, decorative swizzle, or nuts. You can go to berries.com. Click the microphone in the top right. Type in FTL to get our special deal of a bunch of berries at $19.99 for, again, 40% savings. And you can double the berries for just $10 more. Again, use code FTL.
I'm looking at their website right now. These things look great.
How can you go wrong with this?
Oh, man, they look really good. Like all the chocolate holds on, like all the nuts or the swizzle, whatever they call them. They look really great.
Stop it, Marcus. We actually don't have them in the studio yet. Those are coming, and I'm really excited about getting them here. Because, you know, how can you screw up with chocolate dipped strawberries.
No, you can't
like
go wrong.
Especially gourmet style. So berries.com, use the microphone at the top right, type in FTL so we get credit for you guys going there and taking care of your Valentine's Day shopping. You can do it right now. Berries.com, berries.com. We go to the phones and to your thoughts. WNYY listener Aaron is on the line in Ithaca. Go ahead with your thoughts, Aaron.
Yeah, I'm a pretty hardcore Christian myself, and that being said, I think that the creationist debate, if we don't put our stock and our faith in science as much as we do our faith, then it's a losing battle. I mean, you know, a lot of my friends that are atheists, you know, their big argument is, you know, well, how do you know God exists? Well, that's why they call it faith. But then a lot of my hardcore Christian friends are like, how could you possibly believe in evolution? And I, you know, my only response to that is, for the same reason I believe in gravity.
Yeah.
You know, the science has been proven time and time again. I mean, granted, they do call it the quote-unquote theory of evolution, but we had to come from somewhere. And what you were talking about as far as, you know, it's totally believable that your God could have written this program and sparked the Big Bang. I mean, that's something that I subscribe to wholeheartedly. I mean, it had to come from somewhere, and in my heart and in my mind, I do believe that it came from God. But then, you know, here right. we are in this big Petri dish. We're one giant science experiment.
Well, you know, the idea that a lot of the creationist kind of arguments come from a literal interpretation of the Bible, right? The idea being that this one book, this one tome, has it all right, and everything there, even though it was written by men, several of them, many, you know, years, a long time ago, and interpreted by men since then, and translated by men since then multiple times, even though there's all these men, you know, involved in this, that this is the Word of God, and it is unerring and infallible, and it's ridiculous. The fact is, the Bible, like all religious books, religious texts, it was an indicator of some people's interpretation of their belief system and what they thought, you know, the origin of the universe was and what their beliefs in God were at the time. It was the best example of that. And as time has gone on, there has been new information revealed that has proven that maybe they didn't have all the facts. They didn't have all the information. But the fact that they might have been wrong about some things doesn't disprove the idea of a God.
Right. And, you know, it's like I have a friend who is he's a very devout Buddhist. And he and I had a very long religious conversation one night. And, you know, I came to the conclusion that I'm a Christian in the way that Buddhists are Buddhist. You know, the Old Testament is, you know, it's a great blueprint, but you're absolutely right. You know, it was written so long ago by people who, you know, have been proven to be slightly misguided in a lot of ways. And, you know, it's like as the actual word Christian means Christ-like, which means that we are striving to be, you know, whether he is a literal figure in history or a literary figure. You know, we're striving to live our lives in a way where we can turn the other cheek, and, you know, we can give if we have plenty, and, you know, we can clothe the naked and all that stuff. But, you know, to sit there and believe, much like, you know, some of my predecessors, oh, it's in Genesis. Well, great. So is, you know, stoning your wife for being disobedient, but I'm going to go to jail if I do that.
Right. Yeah. I mean, there's definitely some pretty awful things that are in the Old Testament that some people have brought to light, I think, because I myself have not read the Bible. I mean, I've studied parts of it with different people, but.
Yeah, I've never read the whole thing myself either. I have read the entire Quran when I was in jail, which was an interesting experience as well. And again, the Quran was another interpretation of very similar religious principles and ideas. There's a lot of similarities between it and the Bible, but it was based on the times and what people understood then. And so there's some differences and a lot of similarities, and some things apply today and others don't, not, you know, don't so much. Aaron, anything else you want to share with us tonight?
Just that I listen to your all show pretty frequently, and it's never a bad listen. I mean,
oh, thanks.
You know, I don't see eye to eye with you guys on 100% of, you know, what you guys have to say. And
how could you? I don't see eye to eye with the people in the studio. 100% of things.
Right. I mean, you know, I consider myself to be a progressive, very much so. I couldn't exactly call myself a liberal because I'm a gun owner. Insert canned laughter here. But, you know, I very much consider myself a progressive, and I think that the insight that you guys provide is just utterly amazing, and I thank you guys for doing what you're doing.
Thanks, Aaron. I appreciate it. I also consider myself a progressive. I believe that I advocate the progression towards more freedom. That's the kind of progress that that I like.
I like that progress as well.
Hey, thanks, Aaron. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. Let's go to Dallas in North Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live, Dallas.
Hey, guys. How you doing tonight?
Just super. Go ahead with your thoughts.
You're my number one podcast. I don't usually listen to the live show, but
right.
I had to tonight, and it's a lot of fun.
Welcome.
I want to talk to you about something about the advertising that's going on,
yep.
But maybe we should do that off the air. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to say anything about any of your advertising while we're live on the air, but there's a couple questions I have that are pretty sincere about that.
You're always welcome to email the show. Mark, of course, handles all the advertising, and if there's ever an issue with an advertiser, you know,
well,
we do want.
It's a general issue, and I'll tell you what, I'll generalize. If I get too specific, you can stop me,
right.
And it'll be fine, because my goal tonight is not to, I'm calling up as a friend,
right.
A real friend of the show in more ways than one, more ways than you could know, but these companies, I don't know who runs this operation with the Sherry's Berries and the flowers. I think they're all kind of together. You don't have to answer any of my questions. I mean, your business is your business, but I've dealt with these people before, and nothing that you're advertising comes as advertised. That's all I wanted to warn you about. You probably don't know that.
Well, no, I don't know what you mean. Obviously, what I can tell you this is
you
that you know we've had Pro Flowers on board with the show before. We've never had anybody complain about the experience they've gotten. But obviously, with any company, sometimes you're going to have a bad experience. You know, a product's going to arrive not what you expected, or maybe a customer service agent gets snippy. There's always the chance that even with a good company, you'll encounter a bad egg or something like that. But from what I've been told, and I've been on one of the recent conference calls with Sherry's Berries and Pro Flowers, and yes, they are related companies. I've been on one of the conference calls. They say if any listeners have any issues whatsoever,
right.
Please let us know,
so
and we will forward
there.
That. Hang on, Dallas. We will forward that to the company, and they'll, you know, customer service will take care of it. So
I can simplify this for you. Try to get some berries for $19.99. Try to get some roses for $19.99 and see if it doesn't cost you $50. Here's the bottom line. I know there's reasons for all of that, but when you know that you can't get something for $19.99...
Are you saying that it's like shipping or something like that that's going to increase the price?
Yes, you can't get those berries for less than $50 delivered to your place.
Okay, well, it's an interesting...
You can't get those flowers for less than $50. They know that.
That's an interesting claim, Dallas. And if you've been disappointed, you know, you're welcome to email Mark at freetalklive.com if you feel like you didn't get what you thought you were going to get. I thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Again, we'll be back tomorrow. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. And obviously, you know what the price is before you get the charge on your credit card, so it's not like anybody's surprising you with anything here. Clearly, there's going to be shipping involved. So we'll see you tomorrow night, freetalklive.com.
We made Tylenol Cold to help keep you going this winter.
Snorting!
You made them bundle up. We relieved your congestion.
Yay!
You challenged them to a snowball fight. We took away your cough. You take them on a sleigh ride to remember. Tylenol Cold helps relieve even your worst cold and flu symptoms. But for everything we do, we know you do so much more. Tylenol Cold. Use as directed.
We already had the lowest prices on flooring, but now you can save even more on every floor in our new catalog at Lumber Liquidator Spring Flooring Sale. Get the look of hardwood for 49 cents a square foot. Beautiful bamboo for just $1.39. Plus, get $100 to $500 off over 130 varieties of hardwood, over 50 varieties of laminate, and more. Minimum purchase applies. See store for details. We have over 350 incredibly low price floors, and now you can save even more. Hurry, sale's going on now. Visit LumberLiquidator.com or your local store today.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.